you're about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Welcome to La Plata High School. I'm Eric Duick with you on regional radio for the Canton and Atlanta girls, followed by the North Shelby and Green City boys on regional radio. The Canton Lady Tigers haven't played in a couple of weeks on the hardwood, at least in game action. Meanwhile, the Atlanta girls are 5-0 since Christmas. And we heard from Brian Remley Friday night on the overtime show about their latest victory against Novinger. Coming up tomorrow, we've got a quadruple header on regional radio. It'll be the Madison and North Shelby girls, followed by the Canton and Madison boys, then the Green City and Schuyler County girls, then the Cairo and Schuyler County boys. So six games today and tomorrow from La Plata High School. Up next, we'll hear from the Canton Lady Tigers head coach Danielle Baker in a pregame interview on 104.7.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Canton head coach Danielle Baker ahead of a quarterfinal matchup at the La Plata tournament with Atlanta. What have you seen out of your team the last couple of weeks with some weather in between it all?
Well, I haven't seen much out of my team for a while. Our last game was January 16th, I believe, in the Palmar tournament. The second round, we played Van Far, and we came out and had a good game against them, and then we really haven't played much since. So our last game was a good game, but other than that, we've gotten a few practices in here and there, but we're really excited to be playing today.
Yeah, how much practices have you guys been able to get in? We were supposed to call your games against North Shelby a couple times, but those got postponed too.
Yeah, it's probably like half. It just kind of depends on if the weather clears up by the end of the day. So, you know, just weather pending, and a lot of our practices have just kind of been open gyms and shoot arounds. So really haven't gotten very many in.
So what are you looking for out of your team today when they get to come out there and shake the rust off a bit?
I'm looking for probably a pretty slow start, pretty slow first half, and then hopefully the second half things will probably pick up a little bit is what worst case scenario what I'm hopeful for. Best case scenario, we just pick up where we left off against Van Far, but I don't really see that happening. We'll probably have a bad quarter or two, but I'm hoping that we can string it together pretty quickly.
What do you know about Atlanta?
I don't know much about Atlanta, honestly. You know, we got ready for North Shelby, didn't have that game. We got ready for Mark Twain, didn't have that game. So
whoever's out there, yeah, just throw them out, and we just want to play.
At this point, we just want to play. So, no, I don't know much about Atlanta or much about any of the teams in this tournament yet.
Canton head coach Danielle Baker, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The game by Atlanta head coach Brian Remily ahead of a quarterfinal at the LaPlata tournament. Good to hear from you Friday night as always on the Overtime Show. Just reiterate a little bit about what you saw from your girls against Nominger.
You know, we came out and played aggressive. That's something that we've kind of focused on in the last, you know, this coming out of the new year. And they did well. We hit some shots, was able to, push the ball, and they played real well.
Where would you say you are overall as a team right now headed into this back half of the season?
You know, I feel like we came together after Christmas and, hit the restart button and stuff. And so I feel like we're playing well. This matchup against Canton's going to kind of test us and see where we're at.
We're talking to Brian Remily pregame. Canton hasn't played in like 2+ weeks. So is this kind of just get out there and play and see what happens, or where is it from that standpoint?
You know, I think we're all a little bit. We had the privilege of playing Friday, but before that, you know, practices are kind of hit and miss with all the snow days and stuff. So you know, it kind of is. It's not exactly where we want to be with condition wise and stuff. But yeah, we're gonna get that out there and do our best.
Along with coming out aggressive again, what's your team's focus just for this week?
You know, we want to compete, and we know that, you know, whether it's tonight or throughout the week, we want to do the little things right. Want to, you know, hit the boards. Want to be able to take care of the ball. That's kind of, we struggle with that early, and so if we, you know, we take care of the ball, we got some girls who can knock down some shots, and you know, we do pretty well. But as long as we do the fundamentals and do those things, I think we'll be, you know, competitive, and that's what our goal is.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck today.
Hey, thanks for your coverage. God bless. Thank you.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A+ Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. Eric Duke with you on Regional Radio. Canton 4-12 and Atlanta 7-6 is our first matchup. Canton coached by Danielle Baker, North Shelby, or pardon me, Atlanta is coached by Brian Remily. They're 5-0 since the holiday break. Canton last played in the Palmyra tournament. That's right, all the way back on January 16th, as Danielle Baker mentioned. They were 1-1 in that tournament. Snap a four-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Atlanta, guided by Madison Klammert, who's a junior. Elisa Hershko, who's been around for quite a while, standout on the softball field as well, to name a couple for them. Meanwhile, Lakin Hugenberg, who suffered a season-ending knee injury last year, back and healthy. She's been the top player at Canton for quite some time. National anthem, and then tip-off next on Kress.
Seidensteiger has been by your side, providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, schedule your winter service package to assure you will be ready when the season arrives. Schedule now online or in-store for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidensteiger location. Seidensteiger is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Visit us online at Seidensteiger.com.
Free delivery offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Canton in the home whites, maroon numbers, some black trim. Atlanta in its road blues with white numbers and red trim. And it is Canton that wins the opening tap left to right on Superstation. Kress in a left side three, swishes right off the bat for the Lady Tigers. Tegan Burbridge puts them on the board. And now a quick steal for Canton. That's not a bad start after being out of action since January 16th. Far side, Hugenberg, short shot. It's short. Offensive rebound, Hugenberg. Into the middle, jump shot, swishes again. Lauren Frazier. 5-0 Canton, 40 seconds in. And Canton brings some pressure, and that prompts a turnover. And possession back to the Lady Tigers of Canton. Again, this Canton team 4-12 on the year, but this is their first game in almost two full weeks. Near side, Pearl, rifle middle, Hugenberg in traffic over the shoulder, rattles out, tipped up, offensive rebound again. Far side, Abby Jarvis, a sophomore, a lot of height, reset for Canton. It's kicked around, minute 10 gone by, 5-0 Lady Tigers with possession. Loose near side, Burbridge fires far side, jump shot, Jarvis, air ball, rebound Atlanta. Hershka scurries into the front court on the far side over the Bulldog logo. Played a tournament on Superstation Crest. The last of our tournament action each year. Near side three comes up well short for Madison Clammer and a jump ball call. I should clarify that last of our pre-postseason tournament action on regional radio. Just wrapped up Sturgeon and Macon on Saturday. Inbound stolen. La Plata, 2-on-1. Left block layup. Hugenberg scores. 7-0 Canton leads. Minute 40 expired. Majors right side in the front court. Left block layup. Air balls. Offensive rebound. Follow two. Madison Peevler cuts the deficit to 7-2. Left side, Hugenberg hoists a three. Back rim, high bounce off the ropes up top. Out of bounds, possession to Atlanta with a 7-2 deficit. 2 minutes gone by and already a quick timeout for the Atlanta Lady Hornets. This broadcast brought to you by Mesmer, a fertilizer of Bethel, Campin Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Owing Trucking, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty and Staff, Canton R5 School District, all of Canton. Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, both of Columbia. Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, Green City R1 Schools, both of Green City. La Plata Nursing Home, La Plata R2 School District, La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank in Kirksville, MFA Agriservice, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Plata. 7-2, Canton leads Atlanta at the La Plata Tournament. 2 minutes expired in the first quarter, and Canton back out with its 2-2-1 pressure, which has been effective early. Hershka, a senior, though, knives through some of the traffic, and Atlanta into the front court. Left block layup, Miles front rim, rolls out. Rebound underneath for Pearl and the Lady Tigers, and a jump ball call. Possession, however, stays with Canton. Canton into the front court. Left side, Burbridge. She got the scoring started with a three from up top. Into the middle, Frazier. Back down. Kick out. Burbridge drives into traffic. A lot of steps, and there comes the travel call. 5.5 first quarter, 7-2 Canton. Atlanta possession right to left. More 2-2-1. Outlet near side, Majors. Who hooks to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass right corner. Near side, Hershka chucks a three, back rim, high bounce, tipped around far corner, And Watson tracks it down for Atlanta. Hershka near side. Chest pass far wing. Majors drive. Stops right block. Kicks it out of bounds. Possession back to Canton. 5:04 first quarter. 7-2 Canton. Left side, Burbridge. Atlanta in his own defense. Lob, left block, layup, Jarvis, bottom of the rim. Rebound, Atlanta. Hershka zigzags into the front court. Rolls near side. Majors, chest pass, middle, right block, layup, wide open. Peebler finishes. Peebler with all four for the Lady Hornets. They're on a 4-0 run to cut their deficit to 7-4. 4:30 first quarter. Near side, jump shot answered. Ryan Pearl. Atlanta breaks the pressure. Near side, Majors on the try, counting lettering. Free throw line jump shot. Peebler short. Tipped up. Offensive rebound, Watson. She's active on both ends right now. Right side. Bounce pass middle. Peebler another layup. Tipped. Offensive board. Follow from Watson. Bottom of the rim. Another try. Doesn't touch rim. Loose Peebler again. All sides of the rim and in. Peebler's got all six for Atlanta, and that forces a Canton timeout. It is a 9-6 Canton, 4:02 first quarter on Superstation Crest. Atlanta didn't have anything going early, but now able to create some momentum, some easy looks underneath. Ryan Remley coaching up the girls, longtime area guy, spent some time at Bevier. He's a twin himself, and he's got a couple of twins on his ball team, Tasia Miles and Treasure Miles, who have yet to enter. Middle of the first quarter, 9-6 Canton with possession in the front court. Pearl near side. Atlanta still in his zone. Left side, Hugenberg takes a bump and the foul call. 3:47 first quarter. Riley Marshall checks in. Brylan Pearl departs. Hugenberg cuts left corner and snatches. Dribbles middle. Left elbow jumper. Left rim. Long bounce near side. Burbridge an offensive rebound. A lot of contact near side. It's a blocking foul on Hershka, who's still down with a hand on her right knee, and she appears to be in a lot of pain. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Superstation Crest, CentralMompo.com, 3:40 first quarter, 9-6 Canton leads.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District. The Gophers at the Green City R1 Schools are hard at work this school year. They're busy in the classroom, in athletics, and with so many school activities. For parent resources, job opportunities, student activities, a calendar of events, and a whole lot more, visit Green City R1 Schools online at greencity.k12.mo.us. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Green City R1 School District proudly salute their Green City Gophers. Work hard, play hard. We are GC.
Canton leads Atlanta 9-6, 3:40 first quarter on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. That was a bit of an unusual play where Burbridge's back was actually to the basket she was trying to score at, and you almost had a charge-type play. They ended up calling it a block, but Burbridge was actually dribbling away from the basket she was attacking, and it appeared they had some knee-on-knee of sorts as they're looking at Hershka's right knee. It was not non-contact. They certainly collided. Like I said, it was almost like a block charge type of play with Burbridge going away from the basket that she wanted to score at just because they were trying to work against the zone. So Hershka's still down. They're looking at that right knee right now, stretching out that right leg. 9-6, Canton leads Atlanta. 3:40 first quarter. We'll be back for more first quarter action once this injury timeout concludes on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
Still Towing and Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.
Canton State Bank is a proud supporter of the Canton Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball teams and a proud member of the Canton community for more than 80 years. Transfer funds, view statements, pay bills, and much more online at www.cantonstatebank.com. They have mobile banking available, which includes mobile deposits. When you need money for your farm, your home, or your other personal needs, come to your local bank, Canton State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Let's go Tigers!
.339 first quarter, 9-6 Canton leads Atlanta as Hershka up on her feet, albeit with great assistance there. Didn't put any pressure on the right leg, but she's at the end of the LaPlata, or the Atlanta bench right now. It does appear, I would assume, maybe her dad there as well, or certainly some family assistance there as Hugenberg misses a near side three. She's getting looked at by a LaPlata trainer as Atlanta rebounded the miss and into the front court. Andy Jackson, the LaPlata principal, kind enough to assist there as well as Majors misses a right side three. So Hershka off the floor now. Halle Berry checks in for Atlanta. Near side jumper missed. Atlanta rebounds and a travel call. Possession back to Kent. 9-6 it leads, 3:07 first quarter. Near side, Hugenberg, bounce pass middle. Frazier squares up, kicks out. Burbridge pushes a three in and out. A long rebound, far side, Peebler, and she's got all six for Atlanta. Lady Hornets into the front court with Watson, who almost carried, and there comes a travel call. Possession back to Canton. They've taken off Hershka's knee sleeve now, still stretching out that right leg. They've been able to fully extended and bend it, so you would hope that that's a good sign. Frazier near elbow, takes a bump, gets off a pass. 2:35 first quarter, 9-6 Canton. Far side Hugenberg, bobbles, recovers, baseballs it near side. Marshall bobbles out of bounds, possession to Canton. Or to Atlanta, pardon me. The end of the front court. Major stops near elbow, hands off, draws a foul, though, before the handoff. Brylan Pearl checks back in. Frazier out for Canton. That foul was called on Riley Marshall, her first. Into the right block, it's tipped and taken. Canton ball. Outlet, left block, too high off the left hand of Hugenberg. Into the padding and possession. Back to Atlanta with a 9-6 deficit, 2:09 first quarter. Inbound middle. Majors rips for Peebler, who outlets well high into the far corner out of bounds. And possession back to Canton. 9-6, 2:02 first quarter. Lady Tigers into the front court. And Hugenberg steps into a triple and buries it. Uncontested, walked right into that one from 23 feet or so. 12-6, Canton. Kick ball, minute 45, first quarter. Remily talked in the pregame about hoping his girls wouldn't be intimidated going up against the bigger school in Canton as a foul called in the backcourt on Burbridge. Far side, a lot of contact. No, out of bounds. Turns out Majors just tripped there on the sideline. So possession to Canton with its 12-6 lead, minute 41st quarter. Eugenberg, top of the key with a black brace on the left leg from last year's knee injury. Left side, Burbridge lobs, left block, Pearl, twist, reset. Bounce pass, left side, Burbridge launches another three, back rim high bounce off the ropes again, and possession to Atlanta. 12-6, Atlanta trails with a baseline inbound in the road. Blues, white number, some red trim. Tipped on the inbound, or on the outlet pass, rather, out of bounds near side. Possession remains with Atlanta. Lambert inbounds near side. She's been quiet, one of their top performers. Right side, Watson lobs, right block. Beedler layup too strong over the rim. Rebound in traffic for Marshall. Lady Tigers into the front court. Burbridge stops, kicked out. Left corner three, Hugenberg got it. Hugenberg has eight. It's 15-6, Canton. Inside a minute, first quarter. Near side, Barry. In for the injured Hershka. Left block, layup, drops in. Seconds, first quarter. Burbridge zigzags, left block, layup, back at you, but she traveled first. So scratch that, and 15-8, Canton's lead, 42-second first quarter. The interesting thing about this press right now that Canton has continued to employ is the stamina factor, with Canton having not played in about 2 weeks. Near side jump shot, short offensive board, left block layup for Watson, blocked out of bounds, stayed with Atlanta. Inbound right corner. Reset up top, Clammer, who bombs a three, front rim, rolls in all sides of it. Quiet no more. Inside 15 seconds, first quarter. Hugenberg, runner, front rim, short, rebound Atlanta. 9 seconds, Atlanta down four. First quarter, right side Majors with four. Up top, Clammer steps into another three, top of the backboard, 1 second, and the quarter ends. Hugenberg's prayer from half court hit the back rim, but well after the buzzer. 15-11, Canton after one on press.
The administration, faculty, and staff of the La Plata School District appreciate their Bulldog and Lady Bulldog student athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court and on the field, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. May you always strive to do your best. A message from the administration, faculty, and staff of the La Plata School District in La Plata.
When the most difficult time in your life takes place and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata is there for you. Available 24 hours a day, Travis Funeral Chapel will help you with every detail and are dedicated to carrying out the final wishes of your loved one. Randy, Michelle, Neil, and Sherry Travis are known for their personal and professional services, efficiency, and reflection. Whether you're deciding on your pre-arrangement needs or choosing what is right for a loved one, give Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata a call or visit their website at travisfuneralchapel.com.
Start of the second quarter. Canton leads Atlanta 15-11 on Superstation Press. Atlanta possession right to left. Majors walks to the top of the key against his own. Right side, Klamert spirals it middle, kick out. Near side three, Majors air ball, kicked around in the paint. Stays with Atlanta, left block layup. Majors draws a foul and free throws. Sophomore Brian Majors to the line. And her first free throw, misses left. Brian Remley just headed to the end of the Atlanta bench to check on his senior, Alicia Hershka, who remains out with a right leg injury. Second free throw for Major, short, tipped up. Marshall saves inbound baseline, cannonball. 15-11, it's lead, 20 seconds into the second. Hugenberg, left elbow, shimmies into a jumper and swishes. Hugenberg with 10. 17-11, Canton, 7:25, first half. Travel, possession back to Canton. left corner. Frazier spins out. Left wing, Hugenberg. One hands near side, Pearl. Frazier cuts and catches. Kick out. Near side, Burbridge. Reset up top. A lot of perimeter work. Hugenberg, left corner. Three, unconscious. She can stroke it. She's got 13 of their 20. It's 20-11. Canton, 6:50 first half. Left block layup, Barry, front rim in. Canton leads with possession. Almost a minute and a half gone by in the second quarter. Up top, Marshall zips it left corner. Canton works the perimeter. Three up top, Marshall can't drill it. Far side, a long rebound, stays Canton. Reset, Marshall, black headband. Now Hugenberg again, holds right hip, whips far side. Into the middle, left block, fall away. Hugenberg tips out of bounds baseline. That shot deflected, stays with Canton. In the middle, Hugenberg thought about a step back. Instead, left corner three, Marshall swish. Canton has been lights out despite a couple weeks of no action. 23-13 it leads. 2:10 into the second. Bounce pass middle. Left block. Watson likely traveled here. Yes, she did. Subs, Raven Weather in for the first time. Brylan Pearl out. It's funny, Canton head coach Danielle Baker seemed to be rather not confident that her team wouldn't come out with any rust. And understandably so. Unfortunately, against everything I just said, they turn it over here on an errant, unforced error of a pass back to Atlanta. But either way, they've showed very little rust, which she kind of seemed to expect they would be sluggish with a couple weeks of no action. In the middle, jumper, Barry rattles in. Canton. 5.5 first half, foul in the middle, and free throws for Lauren Frazier. Well, they've gotten it to shooters, and those shooters have not only hit, but they've hit in good, clean fashion much of the time. As Frazier's first free throw, front rim, back rim, and through. And her second, shoots it from over the head, gets it. Canton, 5:20 first half. And the pressure produces a turnover, out of bounds, back to Canton. Hugenberg drives, right block, layup, misses right, tipped up, rebound Atlanta. Majors, outlets Watson, right side. Up top, Majors tries a three, gets it. Brian Majors, her first points. 25-18 Canton. 3 minutes played in the second. Hugenberg, runner, travels. She doesn't like that call, but regardless, it's Atlanta possession. Hershka seems pretty calm at the end of the Atlanta bench right now. No crutches or anything like that. Turnover. And now a kickball possession with Canton. 4:46 first half, 25-18 Canton. Baseline inbound for Burbridge. Near corner, Marshall catches over the head middle. Fall away, Burbridge, bottom of the rim. Rebound Atlanta. 25-18 it trails, 4:38 first half. And another turnover out of bounds near side against the zone. 25-18 Canton, 4:25 first half. And a timeout for Atlanta. 25-18 Canton's lead. 425 first step on Superstation Crest and CentralMoinfo.com.
Canton Heating and Air Conditioning of Canton is dedicated to providing the best possible solution for your home or business. With over 20 years of experience, you can count on them to provide you with a system and solution that fits all your commercial and residential needs. They've earned their reputation for doing the job right the first time. So stop by or call Canton Heating and Air Conditioning today at 573-288-8966, your local Bryant dealer.
Looking for a change in your usual dining plans? Natalie and her staff at Crane's Farmhouse in Shelbyville invite you and your family for a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. They proudly serve quality meat from grass-fed steak to smoked pulled pork to seafood platters. Their hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page. Crane's Farmhouse of Shelbyville, where heaven is just a taste away. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
.425 first half, Canton possession, left to right, 25-18. It leads. Left side, Hugenberg. Burbridge in the middle, scans the floor, reset up top, Marshall hoists a three and can't hit, up into board, Burbridge right block, back up, two. Atlanta possession, right to left, down 27-18 and a turnover. Lob, right block, Burbridge, layup, scores again. Right rim and in. This pressure for Canton is overwhelmed, another steal. Left block, Hugenberg scores it again. Hugenberg with 15, 31-18, 3:35 first quarter. Outlet tip, but it stays Atlanta. Right side, Majors a ton of contact, out of bounds. Possession of Canton. That was a 6-0 run in like 10 seconds. 3:29 first half, 31-18. Canton leads with possession. In the front court, and the home whites with red numbers and black trim. Lob left block. Hugenberg over the shoulder, rattles out. Rebound Atlanta. Watson tiptoes into the front court across the red circle with the white L in it. La Plata High School. The annual La Plata tournament. Right block layup. Peebler blocked, but a foul called on Burbridge, who seems in disbelief with her second one. And Peebler's first free throw, front rim misses left. Peebler, blue shoes, blue socks, black leg sleeves. Her second free throw short. Rebound Frazier, 31-18 Canton, 3 minutes first half. Lady Tigers into the front court. Hugenberg stutters, drives, left block high off the window. Pretty finish. 33-18 Canton, and Hugenberg has 17. 2:45 first half. Near corner, pass high, and Clamart can't corral out of bounds near side. Possession back to Canton. Atlanta's got to have in the range of 15 or so turnovers when they've been able to get a shot up. They've done pretty well. I think the efficiency's been reasonable. Left side, weather short on a three. Rebound Atlanta. Out of bounds as they couldn't hang on to that end possession to Canton. The turnover possessions that have not ended in a turnover for Atlanta have been relatively reasonable. Left block layup. Frazier blocked from behind. Loose out of bounds near side. Possession stays Canton. Inbound near side, Hugenberg. Bounce pass, left block over the shoulder. Frazier, back rim through. . 35-18, 2:02, first half. just getting Donnie Fields' attention. So get our pregame interview here at halftime of this contest. He's got a 10-6 squad, reigning district champion. As I'll visit with him at the half, a near side a three-pointer, right rim. And a short shot goes in for Atlanta. 35-20, the lead for Canton. Left side three, Hugenberg short, far side rebound, Atlanta. Peebler in the middle. Outlets Majors, who attacks, right block, bobbles it, and travel. 35-20, the lead for Canton with a minute 37 to go in the first half. Lady Tigers with possession, left to right, 90 seconds first half, 35-20 their lead. Lakin Hugenberg with 17 points and a chest pass far side, Marshall, who stops up top, whips near side, Weather. Lob near block. Hugenberg circles middle, 8-footer, back rim, missed his left, rebound Atlanta. Minute 15, first half, 35-20 their deficit. Right side, Majors, lobs right block in traffic, out of bounds baseline, and it stays with Atlanta. Lady Hornets, inbound baseline on the A in La Plata, white paint on the red baseline. Right side, tipped, stays Atlanta. Minute first half, and a foul called. And that is just six, though, on Canton, just three on Atlanta. It's been a pretty clean first half in this La Plata tournament quarterfinal. Green City and North Shelby coming up next on Crest. Inbound near corner, Majors, who hooks up top. Right side clamor, a lot of space. Now chucks a three, didn't have her feet set. She misses right, rebound Canton. Frazier loose in the backcourt, left block layup, Majors finishes. Majors with five, it's 35-22 Canton, 40 seconds first half. Hugenberg crosses over, left side, jump shot swish. She has really had the touch, and she's created good looks for herself as well off the dribble. And another unforced error, a travel on Majors after they had gotten into the front court. Canton here, 37-22, the opportunity to hold for one shot to end the first half. 28 seconds first half. Hugenberg dribbles across the red circle with the wide L. Looks back at her head coach, Danielle Baker, 17 seconds first half. Marshall cuts middle and catches right elbow. Reset Hugenberg, 10 seconds. Left side, Weather at the left block. Kick out in traffic, out of bounds. Stays Canton ball, 5.5 seconds first half. 37-22, Lady Tigers, far side inbound, 22 feet from the hoop. Hugenberg catches with 5-4, bounce pass near side. Marshall for three, out of bounds baseline, didn't touch rim. 37-22, Canton leads Green City at the half. You're listening to Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Priorities, a way of categorizing the most important things in your life. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Canton Schools know that a well-rounded student is able to focus on their studies, plus participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. The Canton Tigers have been focused in both their studies and doing their best on the court. You've made everyone in the Canton R5 School District very proud of the way each of you represent your school. Go Tigers! People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first. Whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed, herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer, or custom applying of anhydrous, you can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
It's important to keep your vehicles and machinery in top-notch working condition. That's why you should trust the guys at Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, who have been in business since 1975. They are your most qualified auto repair specialists and Firestone Mastercraft tire dealer. They provide 24/7 towing services and are now offering diesel particulate filter cleaning. For all your auto repair needs, call 573-633-2230 or visit their website at www.shelbyvilletowing.com. Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, where they are driven to serve you.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that rewards you in cash. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn real cash each month, all for doing simple things you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. You get cash rewards and still bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. Ask for Kasasa at Alliant Bank. This is Sherry Lair. For details and qualifications, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City, member FDIC.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Schuyler County R1 School District are proud of their students and all they've accomplished. The Schuyler County School District encourages its students and athletes to continue to follow their goals and study hard on the road to success. Students, the district supports you all the way. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, staff, and students of the Schuyler County R1 Schools encourages you to never lose focus and keep your determination strong.
We are back at La Plata. Thanks for your patience there. Monday tournament's always kind of a cram to get things there in as we had Sturgeon and Macon on Saturday, but I was able to catch up with Donnie Fields briefly, get ready for their upcoming contest against North Shelby. North Shelby is 7-9. Green City is 10-6. Donnie Fields' son Devin, a Crest All-Star last year, turns out there's now a freshman, Layden Fields, who is the younger brother to Devin and another son of Donnie, and he's actually their point guard and their second leading scorer. Green City, a team that plays a reasonable amount of Class 2 schools in the regular season, so he says he likes where they're at. Some sponsors to thank: Mesmer Fertilizer of Bethel, Campin Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Home and Trucking, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Canton R5 School District, all of Canton. Samaritan Hospital, still towing, both of Macon, H&H Construction, Madison Three Skis, Madison C3 School District, both of Madison, 7800 Taxi Service, Dubert Enterprises, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Thomas Motors, all of Oberlin. For Canton, Riley Marshall with 3, Tegan Burbridge with 7, Lakin Hugenberg with 19, 2 for Brylan Pearl, 6 for Lauren Frazier. For Atlanta, Madison Peebler with 8, Haley Berry with 6, Brian Majors with 5, Madison Klammer with 3. It is 37-22. Canton will step aside. Second half just moments away on Crest.
Are you ready for the unexpected change of events that happens from time to time in your life? Your home or farm is the largest single investment you will make in your lifetime. Make sure you are protected. You can depend on the experienced staff for fast, friendly service at Siders Insurance in Moberly to customize a policy for you. See Ron, Suzanne, or Kim at Siders Insurance and Real Estate, your local agents for Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Macon, to give you the down-home personal service. Proud supporters of all local athletes.
The condition of your cows is always important. And during gestation in extreme Missouri weather, the performance of your cows moves to the front of your list of concerns. That's why Ricketts Farm Service recommends Purina Superlix and Supertub weatherproof supplements. With Purina Supertubs and Superlix, you get a healthier herd at an affordable price. See us at Ricketts Farm Service in Salisbury, Cairo, or Shelbina today.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community. You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
You are listening to Regional Radio, CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duke with you on the Superstation as Canton leads Atlanta 37-22 quarterfinals of the La Plata tournament. We'll run through the recent champions here for you on Regional Radio. The boys' side is pretty easy. It's been Canton, Canton, and a whole lot of Canton. Canton has seven straight La Plata tournament championships. La Plata won it in 2010-11. Schuyler County in 09-10. Canton got a couple before that in a row as well. La Plata in 06-07. Canton 05-06. North Shelby won this 3 years in a row from the 02 through 05 seasons. You go back to 89-90 and 90-91. You get Macon County R4 in there. Brashear won it in 91-92. But there's been a lot of familiar names for much of the history on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Green City won last year over Cairo. Before that, Cairo had won five in a row. La Plata won in 2011 and 12. Canton won 08 through 10. Cairo in 07 and Green City in 05 and 06. Atlanta had a run of four in a row from 2000 to 2003. Atlanta has had some good possessions when they have not turned the ball over. The only problem has been trying to counteract the pressure from Canton. They appear to be pretty well in command right now. 37-22, the halftime score speaks to that. We'll have the second half in just a moment on KRES Moberly.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patio steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
At La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, there's a good relationship between the bank and you because La Plata State Bank works hard to help you get the most out of your money. That is one reason why the customers who began banking at La Plata State Bank years ago are still satisfied customers. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, is your full-service home-owned bank in La Plata and a proud supporter of the La Plata Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Burbridge, straightaway three, buries it. Start of the second half on CraftCentralMoInfo.com. Burbridge with a three up top, 40-22. Canton leads, 35 seconds played in the third quarter. Canton still with its pressure and another turnover near side off the fingertips of Major. A lot of these passes that have gone errant for Atlanta, in addition to the ones created by the pressure, there have also been some that have just been too high even to open offensive players. We have a foul from the left block with Frazier in the act as she'll head to the line for two. Alicia Hershka still out, and at this point certainly out for the ball game with that right knee injury, as Frazier misses the first. Her right leg is or rather left leg is wrapped up in a wealth of ace bandage type material. 41-22, the lead for Canton. Atlanta basketball, left to right, in the road blues, white numbers, red trim. Three straight away, Klammert, front rim. Peebler, left block, rebound, draws a foul, and she'll go to the line for a couple. Peebler with six in that first half. Her first free throw. True. Peebler, a junior, she scored the first six for Atlanta, hadn't scored since then until that shot. And misses the second, offensive rebound, left block, Watson back up for two. 41-25, Canton with possession in the front court, minute played second half. Near side, Burbridge travels on the pump fake and possession back to Atlanta. Brian Majors travels in the backcourt against the pressure. Possession back to Canton. Hugenberg up top for the Lady Tigers. She had 19 in the first half. Left block, Frazier spins over the shoulder, swish. Great post move on the block. 43-25, a steal on the inbound. Right block layup, Burbridge, no. And her follow blocked in, a rebound, Peebler. Inbound or foul on the pass along the baseline on Burbridge. That's three on her. 43-25, Canton, 6:27, third quarter. Burbridge checks out with that third foul. Riley Marshall in. Canton still with the 2-1-2 pressure now. Another steal. Marshall, left block, layup, converts. 45-25 Canton, its largest lead. Almost 2 minutes into the second half, and another turnover. Possession back to Canton. That one on the near sideline inbound. And Brian Remley wants a 30-second timeout to talk it over. 6:10, third quarter, 45-25 Canton. Some more sponsors. Harley Kropf, your shelter insurance agent. Salt River Community Care, both of Shelbina. Crane's Farmhouse, North Shelby Athletic Booster Club, North Shelby School District, Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, all of Shelbyville. Schuyler County R1 School District of Queen City, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, and Monroe City. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. 6:10, third quarter, Canton ball up 45-25. Right block, pass in the middle, tipped and stolen. Outlet, right block, Majors, layup, top of the backboard, rebound, Frazier, and a foul call. That's on Majors after the missed layup. Canton into the front court. Lob right block. Frazier, the six-footer over the shoulder again. Two more. Canton. 5:45, third quarter. Left block. Layup all alone. Barry rolls in. Canton. Left block. Layup. Hugenberg answered. Atlanta into the front court. Near side, Barry. Right block, layup. Foul before the layup. That's on Brylin Pearl. So a baseline inbound for the Lady Hornets. Left side tipped, but it stays with Atlanta. Left block, Peebler. Back out. Near side, Barry. Kicks out. Majors left side. The lefty. Runner blocked, but a foul called. Then free throws. That's the third foul on Lauren Frazier. Free throw for Majors. Front rim rolls off right. ...49-27 Canton. Almost 3 minutes played in the third quarter. Majors, black leg sleeves. The lefty's second free throw, true. ...49-28 Canton with possession. Right block layup. Frazier goes. Off the pass from Hugenberg, who drove through the teeth of the defense. 51-28, Canton, 4:45, third quarter. Right block, layup, Peebler, blocked Frazier, loose far side, stays Atlanta. Three up top, Klammert, back rim, rebound Frazier. Her length really a factor in this second half. Baseball pass, left block, layup through. Emily Gorrell off the feed from Hugenberg. 53-28, Canton. Near side, Clamor. One hands it right into the hands of Abby Jarvis. Contact in the backcourt and a jump ball. Majors and Jarvis with the tie-up. So a baseline inbound for Watson. Bounce pass middle. Peebler bobbles at the right block and a steal. Marshall for Canton. Far side, Hugenberg. Picks up her dribble. Marshall, 3 from 25, no problem. Wow, Danielle Martin could not have asked her, or Baker now, pardon me, could not have asked for a better performance from her Canton Lady Tigers a couple weeks off the action. But Frazier picks up another foul for Canton. So she'll be forced to depart as that is her fourth. And that sends Raven Weather off the bench. But Frazier's been shooting up all over the Atlanta Lady Hornets with that height today. Peebler right block. Through a double team. Layup, bottom of the rim, foul, and free throws. ...56-28 Atlanta's deficit, 3:42 third quarter. That foul called on Abby Jarvis, and people are back to the line for the second time this quarter. And her first free throw air balls right. Atlanta had some good moments early. But it's been a turnover bugaboo since. Second free throw left rim, tipped off the glass, Canton rebounds. Hugenberg right side into the front court. 2-on-2. Hugenberg keeps right block, layup front rim. Rebound Atlanta. 3:30 third quarter. 56-28 Canton. Near side Major. Reset up top. Back Majors. She rainbows it far side. Maddie Pinkston in for the first time for Atlanta. Turnover. Pass loose near side. Canton into the front court, but it double dribbles. With Emily Gorrell and back to Atlanta. 56-28 Canton, 3:12 third quarter. Canton just 4-12 on the year, split games in the Palmyra tournament. Its latest game, a victory against Van Farm. Near side, knocked out of bounds off the hand of Marshall, and it stays with Atlanta. Watson points the offense with her left hand as she inbounds, and a foul called on Gorrell near side. And Atlanta already in the 1-1. It's a good way for them to slow this game down, try and get back into it. So Majors at the line, her 1-1 free throw true. Sophomore Majors with 7. She lines up with white shoes, black Nike swoosh behind the white Tri-County lettering, and can't make the second. Saved inbounds on the rebound. Canton ball. Hugenberg gallops into the front court. Stops near wing. Into a double team. Stripped from behind. But a quick jump ball call. And possession stays with Canton. Inbound right block. Layup Jarvis. Foul and free throws. What a pass from Hugenberg. She rocketed a howitzer from probably 7 feet to the left of half court all the way to the far block with two hands, almost like a soccer entry pass, and found her 6 foot post Jarvis, who drew the foul and swishes the first free throw. That's Jarvis's first point. Haley Berry exits after her first foul. Jarvis's second free throw on net. 58-29 Canton, 2:50 third quarter. Near side, Clammer. Throws near corner. Watson launches for three, left rim. Rebound Canton, good box out from Hugenberg, but stripped from behind. Peebler throws middle, layup, Watson, bottom of the rim, offensive board, another try, Peebler, bottom of the rim, again, draws a foul, and she'll head to the line. 18 fouls on Canton, just three on Atlanta. 58-29, Canton leads, but Atlanta with free throws and 2:30 third quarter. Peebler pushes the first left. Her second short, rebound Hugenberg. She dashes into the front court, throws left block, strong for Gorl, but she keeps it in bounds. Stays Canton. Right side, Hugenberg. Takes a poke to the face, no call. And now an offensive foul. Hugenberg threw the chicken wing there with the right arm. She was clearly fouled in the face first, but they missed that one, caught the second one. That's her second foul. No free throws on an offense. A foul regardless of the bonus. 58-29 Canton, 2:10 third quarter. Majors left side, thought about three but travels on the drive. Green City and the North Shelby boys to follow on Cress. On Tuesday we'll have Madison North Shelby girls on Cress at 4:20 with Ben and Scott. Left side runner for Hugenberg, air balls, offensive board followed Jarvis short but foul call, then free throws. Very choppy, very whistle-heavy third quarter between the 13 combined fouls and who knows how many turnovers on top of that. Jarvis's free throw misses left. Oddly, there have been very few live ball turnovers. The ratio of live ball turnovers to turnovers right now would be rather small. So it has resulted in a lot of whistles because it's been a lot of out-of-bounds and travel type of turnovers. Jarvis made the second. Lambert in the middle, lobs, turnover. There is a live ball turnover, but no transition created off of it. Right side, Marshall pumps, steps into a 15-footer, drills it. Marshall's been phenomenal off the bench to the tune of 10 points. 61-29, Canton, minute and a half, third quarter. Near side, Pinkston, dribbles right elbow, kicks out, Clammer, crossover, right side, slows, passes right block, Peebler in traffic, layup through. ...61-31 Canton, minute 10, third quarter. Hugenberg, one hands middle, Jarvis over the shoulder, rolls out, tipped up, offensive rebound, taken away. Atlanta into the front court. Inside a minute, third quarter. Right side, foul on Canton, and that's two free throws. So Brian Majors back to the line. Atlanta's been living at the line, and Majors makes the first. Peebler checks out. She's had a busy day. Second free throw for Majors through. 61-33, Canton with possession. 50 seconds, third quarter. Right side jumper. Marshall good again, but her foot on the line, so that's just two. 63-33, Canton. 40 seconds, third quarter. Maddie Pinkston near side. Skips far. Majors rolls right block. Watson kicks out. Pinkston sidesteps middle. Another kick out. Barry. Eight-footer block. Jarvis. Rebound Canton. 23 seconds, third quarter. Left block layup. Goral, two. 65-33, Canton. 15 seconds, third quarter. Atlanta possession, left to right. We'll play the tournament. Up top, another steal. Marshall, one-on-one. Left block, layup, blocked. Out of bounds, baseline. Nice swat from Majors. Possession stays with Canton, though, on the baseline, out of bounds. Jarvis to inbound. Marshall calls for it up top. Near corner instead. Hugenberg with four. Sidearms near side. Goral for three. Front rim. Quarter ends. 65-33 Canton after three on KRES Moberly.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school in a positive way. Keep working hard and continue your dedication and drive for excellence in everything you do. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters are proud to support all the Raiders and coaches and would like to remind the fans to put on your red and gold and continue to support the North Shelby Raider teams. Go Raiders!
Are you in need of reliable care for yourself or a loved one? La Plata Nursing Home in La Plata is a 52-bed community ready to provide you with individualized, resident-focused care. They also offer rehabilitation services, including physical and occupational therapy, along with speech therapy. La Plata Nursing Home provides a 24-hour licensed nursing staff and serves delicious home-style meals to their residents. Administrator Deborah Lair invites you to stop by for a tour and see for yourself the comfortable, home-like atmosphere that La Plata Nursing Home provides their residents.
Mountain Atlanta Mets into the front court. 30 seconds played in the fourth. Right block layup, Hugenberg, deuce. 23 for Hugenberg. 67-33 Canton. 7:20 to play. Running clock in the fourth quarter. Tipped far side, another steal, Hugenberg, who races 1-on-0. Right block layup, finishes. 69-33, minute into the fourth. Canton leads, near side triple Pinkston, air ball, and Hugenberg rebound. She very well may have a double-double and four or so assists on top of it. Near side jump shot swishes for Raven Weather. And a timeout call to get Hugenberg out of the game. Get some more subs in. 71-33 Canton, 6:49, fourth quarter. Near side, Pinkston. Chucks far. Left side three, Majors. Back rim, high bounce. Offensive board, Peebler. Flips up, left rim, but a foul called. And free throw. Again, Klopp continues to run through free throws in the fourth quarter with the 30-point game. Canton's looked really good today for a 4-win team. Peebler misses short. Not sure some of these shots they've hit are sustainable. We know Hukenberg's a real deal. It's been Riley Marshall who's really come through with some clutch shots and several of them from really deep. As Peebler misses a pair and Canton rebounds. Guilfoyle into the game for the first time and into the front court. It's out of bounds, far side, but it stays with Canton. near side. Goral lobs for Weather near the Tri-County logo. Kicked and intercepted. Atlanta into the front court. 5:40 to play. 71-33 Canton. Atlanta ball. Lob tipped. Stays Atlanta. Near side. Clamor. Over the head right block. Peebler. Euro step. Turnover. 2-on-1. Goral accelerates. Left block. Left foul and free throws. Majors with a good clean hit there, and that'll send Goral to the line for a couple. 71-33 Canton. 5:15 fourth quarter. An opportunity to extend this to 40. Goral's first sinks. Goral, black leg sleeves, a lefty, and her second spirals through. 73-33 Canton, 4:40 fourth quarter. Atlanta possession. This is a team in Atlanta that's 5-0 since the holidays. A layup good and a foul for Peebler, who heads to the line. The Lady Hornets just happened to run into a better and bigger school today in Canton. Now a much bigger team, too. Olivia Ford in for Canton for the first time. Peebler's and one free throw. Goes left defensive board, for Weather. And a foul over the back on Treasure Miles into the game for the first time. Middle of the fourth quarter. 73-34 Canton. Again, with the running clock, this starts to fly by with some of those whistles. Right side, Guilfoyle. Dribbles right corner. Turnover. Left side. One-on-one. Barry stops left block. Into the middle. Now near side, Treasure Miles. Bounce pass middle. Kicked around. Steal. Canton possession. Marshall scurries into the front court. Crosses over middle. Six-footer. Off glass, but a miss left. Rebound Atlanta. Kicked out of bounds baseline. Stays Atlanta. 3:20 fourth quarter, 73-35 Canton. Tomorrow we've got the Madison and North Shelby girls, the Canton and Madison boys, the Green City and Schuyler County girls, and the Cairo and Schuyler County boys. So both of the reigning champions in the Green City girls and the Canton boys in action. Atlanta possession into the middle. Barry, floater, left rim. Rebound Guilfoyle for Canton. A tie-up and a jump ball call. Possession to Canton. On Wednesday, we've got West Plains at the MACC Greyhounds on Quicks at 6:50. Mizzou at Auburn on Kirk at 7 o'clock. Right side Guilfoyle pumps, sidesteps into a jumper, hits. Good for the freshman off the bench. In late duty. 75-35 Canton. 2:35 fourth quarter. Left side Majors pops left block. Miles shoots back rim, front rim. Poked out of bounds. Canton possession. Maddie Pinkston in and Tasia Miles in for the first time. Peebler out and Brian Majors out likely for the last time. 2 minutes, fourth quarter, 75-35 Canton. Cross court, interception. Atlanta, 2-on-2. Barry stops left block, curls to the left corner. Now eyes a three. Air ball, rebound forward for Canton. The freshman passes into traffic. Another jump ball called. Then possession stays Atlanta. Another sub comes in. Lisa Willis for Atlanta. Barry out. Inbound, right block, Willis, layup, back rim in. Good to see a lot of the deep reserves coming and get some buckets here. Right side three, Guilfoyle short. Rebound in the middle, Atlanta tie-up. A hard tie-up there. Weather ripped that away from Pinkston. Jump ball called, stays with Canton. 75-37, its lead, a minute on the fourth quarter clock. Again, Green City and North Shelby, our next contest. Right side jumper, forward, air balls it long. Rebound, Atlanta. Near side. Reset up top. Left side, 3 miles. Back rim. Rebound, Weather. She's been active late in reserve duty. 35 seconds, fourth quarter, 75-37. Canton. The Lady Tigers, their first contest in 2 weeks. They moved to 5-12. Back-to-back victories for Danielle Baker's club. Marshall checks a three straight away. Got it. What a day for Marshall off the bench with 15. Left wing pass tip. 10 seconds, fourth quarter. Out of bounds, 78-37. Possession to Canton. And that does it. 78-37, your final. The Canton Lady Tigers into the second round. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobile for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. Lakin Hugenberg with 25 points, probably had 10 or so rebounds, probably had 4 or 5 assists. She played a phenomenal game. She's also the kind of player that if we saw Canton more regularly, she'd earn a lot of player of the games, in which case we'd try to probably spread the love a little bit. So let's also give a shout out to junior Riley Marshall. We see Canton little enough that Hugenberg is going to get the honor here. But like I said, if we saw them more frequently and needed to vary it up, I thought Riley Marshall played just a phenomenal, mistake-free second fiddle act with her 15 points. Really efficient performance. Rebounded really well. So Canton advances to the second round, and it'll face the winner of the 1-8 matchup between Cairo and La Plata. Up next, it's a 4-5 matchup, Green City.